Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm Garrett Bake, your brother in arms. Welcome to another episode of The Phoenix Project. Today's topic, miscommunication. So, yesterday, I was driving around, taking care of some stuff at work, and my wife called and said she had something she had to take care of. Her mom was in town. She wanted to go hang out with her, do some things. But she had to pick up the kids after school. And I was, you know, be the good husband, saying, hey, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and go hang out with your mom, do your thing. And I will take care of the kids, right? That sounds like a nice thing to do. So she's like, really? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Well, her last message was, hey, I will let you know if I can't make it. So I've already set it up in my mind that I'm going to pick up the kids. Well, an hour passes, 2 hours passes. It gets close to the time that the kids got to get picked up. Well, I take off to go pick up the kids so I can get them home real quick. So I pick up the youngest, and he jumps in the ride, and we start heading to the other school to pick up the other two. Well, I'm texting my oldest, hey, where you at? Back and forth. Well, little did I remember that he takes a bus from his school to my youngest school. So I turn around to go back. As I'm driving back, Melissa calls. She's like, hey, where are you at? I was like, drive back to school. She's like, where are the kids? I was like, well, I got one of them. I'm going to go pick up the other two. So we're trying to communicate here. The problem is it's a really crappy cell phone area. So the call gets cut off. I send her a message. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll pick up the kids. Pull into the school right behind the school bus. And I'm watching all these kids get off and I don't see my kids. I glance over to the parking lot and they're pulling into the parking lot is Melissa. With the other two kids. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? So I'm getting a little pissed off now because I left work so I could go pick up my kids. And now here she is. And so I didn't have to. Anyway, so I get all pissy like most men would at this point. And I drop the kids off at the house and I go back to work. And she calls me and she's like, what happened? I'm like, well, you told me that you... we're going to let me know that whether you're going to pick up the kids or not. And she's like, I did. I was like, no, you didn't. I don't have anything on my phone. She said, takes a picture of the text message string and sends it to me. Sure enough, there it says, hey, I'll pick up the kids. Well, I'm like, I don't have it on my phone. So this little incident that I was going to use to help my wife and, you know, give her some time to relax and unwind and not have to worry about the kids turned into this big stress. For her, for me, and for the kids. Well, as I'm cruising around back at work, I glance down to my work phone. Because you see, I have two phones. One for work and one personal. Well, wouldn't you know that there, sitting on my work phone, is a text message from my wife saying, don't worry about it, I will pick up the kids. So who looks like an ass? That's right, this guy. So... of course, I apologize to her, take full responsibility because it was my fault. Point of the story is, a little miscommunication screwed up what otherwise could have been a great experience. A good experience for her to be able to relax away from the kids. A good experience for me to be able to connect with the kids a little more, surprise them. Hey, Dad gets to pick me up today. That didn't happen, right? So think about when you're at work, right? You got dispatched to a call and you're driving as fast as you can to get there. Somebody says, you know, somebody's in trouble, whatever. And you're driving to get there and you're about to go on scene and the dispatcher comes with the radio and says, hey, just so you know, we said East Brown Road, but the person on the phone corrected it to West Brown Road. So you realize you're now 6 miles away from where you need to be. A little miscommunication can screw everything up. So look in your life where this has happened to you. And it could be something small. It could be something large. But either way, it's important for us to remember that clear communication will alleviate a lot of stress in our lives. Anyway, that's the message for today. For more information, go to realtalkforrealheroes.com. And I'll see you on the next one.